It's garbage.
Phoebe Rexha tweeted a few days ago about how her father didn't approve of her music video for Last Hurrah. On her Instagram story, she gave her followers an update on how things are going with her dad. She said, "My dad still isn't talking to me after he saw my Last Hurrah music video." She shared a text from him that said, "You better stop posting stupid pornography. You make me sick. I can't take this anymore. I'm embarrassed to go out in public. I'm very upset with you and I can't believe it." She's also mad that her video was flagged as sensitive on YouTube because it means that it can't trend. She said, "I'm a woman who is living unapologetically. I'm not going to be made to feel bad about making art. And yes, art to me is my beautiful ass out, boys kissing boys, girls kissing girls, and crosses all over my body. If a male rapper put out that video, it would be fine. Trust me, I bet people would rather go to a porn site to get off than watch my video. And at least they will get full frontal on the porn site. If I would have known, I would have put the R-rated version of the video out, and that's where the nun was smoking weed. The only person that I would apologize for this video is to God, and that's if I offended him in any way. But I wrote this song with a pure heart, and I wanted to portray how we're all fighting our temptations. No one is perfect. That's why we turn to God. God created sex, and I like sex." Khloe Kardashian says she won't be starring on the new season of The Bachelorette. After the news broke that the reality star broke up Tristan Thompson after he cheated on her again, Bachelor creator Mike Fleiss tweeted that he's in contact with Kris Jenner regarding Khloe Kardashian potentially taking on the lead role next season. But Khloe tweeted back, "I'm not effing clickbait right now. Stop or you're going to be hearing from my lawyers. How insensitive." Fleiss tweeted back that he was simply trying to help her find true love and that they'll look elsewhere for the next Bachelorette. And this is quite interesting. I don't know if you remember the scandal surrounding this story with this KTLA news anchor. He like mysteriously died, like was found in a random hotel room across town. This is like a couple months ago. Well, now we know why he died, and it is juicy. This Los Angeles KTLA news anchor, Chris Burrows, died from an overdose, and his autopsy revealed he inserted meth into his backside while flipping pancakes in a hotel with a man he met on Grindr.
Oh my God.
Grindr is the app used usually by gay men to find each other. It's like Tinder for gay guys. The KTLA anchor died from meth after being found unresponsive in a motel room on December 28th. The 43-year-old apparently answered the door fully nude when his date showed up and had set the room up with DJ-style lighting, S&M toys, lubrication jelly, and a massage bench. The two guys allegedly performed various forms of sexual activities, and at some point during the meeting, he allegedly inserted a rock of crystal meth into himself and then later vomited inside his S&M mask before passing out and being pronounced dead at the local hospital. Mm. And this dude, I'm 99% sure, married with kids, I'm pretty sure. His wife had no idea about his secret life.
Oh, that is so sad.
Just embarrassing too to die that way, you know? Ariana Grande is encouraging fans planning on attending her upcoming Sweetener Thank You Next tour to purchase clear plastic bags ahead of time. She wants the process to go as smooth as possible for fans and security alike and says that security will be super strict and wants fans to be prepared. I guess this is probably because of what she went through with the whole Manchester bombing in the UK. I understand that. Ariana Grande posted the message to her Instagram to inform fans, "We're sending out emails soon encouraging you to order a clear bag to bring your things into the venue as the security is going to be very precise and smooth, but for sure super strict. They're super cheap and simple, but having them ahead of time will for sure help things go as smooth as possible. So if you see this in your emails, please don't ignore it." Coming up in less than an hour, the biggest moments at the Oscars last night.